Psychology Today, helping us understand our teens with their personalities. And teens, I might need to run this again during the summer. Well, you know, yeah, I might run it again, air this again during the summer when the teens are out. But I definitely want our teens to know that they can catch this online. Y'all can let them know, too. Y'all got the date. Today is March 27th, 2018. So if you remember that date and you remember teen personality, either one of those might be easier, though, if they come back, you know, say 2-3 months from now to get it, to remember the date, March 27th, today's date, March 27, 2018, and then teen personality. And they can just listen online when they get a chance. So what are we looking at here? Our teen personalities, and we got to talk about because we care about our teens and not just older folks, older adults. And here's the thing. Personality characteristics reflect key differences between people and their motivations. For example, people who are very open to experiences treat new things as something to be approached and considered, while those on the other end of that spectrum are more likely to shy away from the unfamiliar. Where would you say you fall there when it comes to new experiences, potentially new experiences? Do you find yourself often kind of jumping at the opportunity to participate? Or do you find yourself coming up with excuses not to engage? And it's not necessarily good or bad either way. Just your personality. I mean, I guess sometimes, you know, we can go to extremes in either direction. You know, some experiences probably don't need to be experienced. For example, this is a new experience. I've never done this before. I'm going to take all of my clothes off, all of them, right here in the neighborhood. It's dusk dark, and so it might be a little difficult to see me. I'm going to take off all of my clothes, and this is somebody talking to their peers. I'm going to take off all my clothes, and I'm going to run around the block, or at least I'm going to run 8 houses up from where we are now and back, totally naked. Who's going to go with me? Well, that could be a new experience, but that may be an experience best avoided. That might be one good to shy away from. How about being in a truck, a pickup truck, and you're in the bed of the truck? Maybe it has a crossbar that you can hold on to, and someone decides that they're going to get behind the driver's seat and get in the driver's seat, and they're going to punch it. They're going to push that accelerator down, take the turns at fast rates of speed, almost like they're going to have the truck on 2 wheels. A lot of folks in the back just hang on for dear life, enjoying it. That may be an experience to shy away from. So don't get me wrong. That's why I say it's not necessarily good or bad to say I like trying new experiences or I shy away from new experiences. We really need to be thinking about what the experience is more than whether it's new or not new. And some people are just prone to trying things that may be risky. They may be thrill seekers who are waiting for the next thrill. But that adrenaline and some of the things they've done before don't rush the adrenaline anymore. So they're trying something new. But personality characteristics are valuable to understand because they're fairly stable. Personality characteristics are fairly stable. That means that knowing something about a person's personality characteristics can help you predict how they're likely to act and react in situations. Although a lot is known about personality in young adults, because college students are frequently the participants in studies, and in older adults, the development of personality from adolescence to adulthood is less well understood. You follow what they're sharing with us? They're pretty solid with what happens with young adults. they're pretty solid on what happens with older adults. But that phase in between, that phase from young adults to older adults, adolescence to adulthood, what do we know about the development of the personality of that group, that age group? Well, new insights on what happens to personality during that period of life have come from a paper in the October 2017 issue of the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. And the researchers analyzed data from a multi-year study of adolescents and young adults ages from 12 to 22 in the Netherlands. Each participant filled out a personality inventory that measured the big five personality traits. By the way, out of curiosity, have any of you ever been involved in a personality test? And if so, what kind was it? What did it actually test? What did they look for? And how did you do? I tell you, there's so many things that we can look for when it comes to personality. But anyway, another question I have for you. Those of you who did take the personality test, did the test results tell you pretty much what you had already kind of concluded about yourself? Or did the personality test results tell you a whole lot about yourself that you really did not know? And of course, if it did tell you some things that you did not know beforehand, you could have had a number of responses. For one thing, you could have looked at those test results and say, I don't agree with a lot of this. Or you could have taken a look at those test results and thought about some things that you kind of look back on with hindsight about yourself and say, you know what? I never noticed that before, but yeah, a lot of this stuff is on point. A lot of this is on point. This really is describing me. Now, something else I'm curious about when it comes to this whole issue of personality testing. Do you find that at all intimidating? Just the thought of taking the test. A personality test. Wow. You know, we think about personality tests. You know how we are. You know, a lot of us humans, you know, okay, if I have a broken arm or a broken finger, that, I'm not too cool with that. And it's inconveniencing and all of that. But hey, you know, I'll get past this. What if, though, the person has a deformed foot? Not because of some injury that was, sustained during a pickup game of basketball or football, whatever. Maybe they were born with a deformed foot, or maybe as the result of the birthing process, the delivery process, their foot was injured and it was not able to be fixed. It couldn't get healed. The professionals weren't able to make that foot whole. And so it's been deformed from birth, from infancy. That might, that person might feel a little bit different than the one who has a broken bone, whether it's a leg or a finger, that may be able to be taken care of within weeks. And you think about the deformed foot, you think about the lost arm that never grew, think about personality. And one of the things that we don't want to find out is that there's something defective about our personalities. And, well, man, what is this test going to tell me about myself? What is it going to tell other people about myself? All right, we're going to take a look some more at what's happening with our teens. And again, ages 12 to 22, they're going to be looking at the big five personality traits. We've been looking at these traits all week. Openness, well, while we discuss personality, openness, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and emotional stability. Some people call it neuroticism.